And good evening, everybody, from the gymnasium here at Lord Temple Catholic High School in Nebraska City. It's time for high school basketball tonight. It's the wrap-up of the regular season for the boys tonight. Fall City Sacred Heart on the road, bringing in a record of 13-8 for the 7th-ranked Irish here in Class D2. Lord Temple Catholic comes in here 7 wins, 14 losses on the year. Well, the team has met earlier this season at the Pioneer Conference Tournament. It was a win for the Irish, 59-49. We'll have a look at the starting lineups coming up here in just a little bit. We'll tell you that our presenting sponsor for tonight's action is F&M Bank in Fall City. Local decisions, local solutions, and local focus. That's F&M Bank in Fall City, our presenting sponsor for tonight's basketball action. We have a game over on Sister Station, Sunny 101.3 tonight. Boys action wrapping up. The Auburn Bulldogs are hosting the Johns County Central Thunderbirds tonight. Randy Gatula and Auburn bringing that game over on Sunny 101.3 tonight. And, of course, all of our games on the World Wide Web at MSC Sports app. MSC Sports app. Go to that. Find the game you want on any of our stations anywhere in the world. The two teams that are doing their pregame warm-ups here. The Irish will take on the Knights. We'll be back and look at the starting lineups coming up after this 2-minute timeout on PTSA.
At Den's Country Meats, we know what it means to work hard, show up, and give it your all. Just like our hometown teams do every game. Our meats are family-made and award-winning because champions deserve the best. Fuel up with Den's jerky, snack sticks, brats, and more. Perfect for the ride home or the victory party. Den's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or order online anytime at denscountrymeats.com.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Join us for the 4th annual Sabetha Community Hospital Health Fair. Mark your calendars for Saturday, April 4th at the main event in Sabetha, Kansas. There will be many community businesses sharing resources, wellness tips, and much more. It's a great opportunity to take charge of your health and well-being. Join us Saturday, April 4th from 9 to 11:30 a.m. at the main event in Sabetha.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Again, welcome back here to Lord Central Catholic High School, the home of the Knights, and let's take a look at the starting lineups for the ballgame tonight. We will start with the Knights. They're the home team. Coach Skylar Wojta will go with this starting five tonight. It'll include 6-foot sophomore Toby Poppleton, a 6-foot senior Sam Epmeyer, 6'1 senior Vance Poppleton, 5'10 freshman Carter Bennett, and 6'4 senior Oscar Crow. Toby Poppleton and Vance Poppleton, Carter Bennett, Oscar Crow, and Sam Epmeyer, you're starting five tonight for the Knights of Nebraska City, Lord Central. For the Irish Knight, Coach Doug Goltz is starting five, and others will include 5'11 senior Cole Tapp, 6-foot junior Bo Fletcher, 6-foot senior Brendan Lenneron, 6'3 senior Cooper Kanabe, and a host of others will be in the lineup tonight for the Irish. That will include 5'11 senior Kyler Sipple, 5'11 freshman J.J. Lancaster, 6'8 5'11 junior, Hayden Clow, 5'11 junior, Toby Baxter. We expect to see all of them in the game tonight, of course, along with 6'1 freshman Noah Howard. Also expect to be in the game for the Irish tonight, as they're going to play a bunch of players. They've got a good group of seniors, but they have some youngsters that are getting more and more playing time and making the Irish stronger for the future. And that's what we have lined up for you here tonight on KTMC. Next week, we're going to have sub-district boys basketball. We'll be following the Irish here on KTMC on a Tuesday night. Sacred Heart will be at home Tuesday in sub-district action. They will be the top seed in Class D2, sub-district 1. And the Irish on Tuesday night, or afternoon, whatever you want to call it, will be the home team at 5:30. And they'll be taking on the Pawnee City Indians, the 4th seed, in that sub-district. That's coming up on Tuesday night. Also on Tuesday, we'll have C2 sub-district action. Johnson Brock playing extra Milligan Friend again for the 4th time this season. That's up at U10 on Tuesday night. We'll have that for you on Sunny 101.3. And, of course, the Irish girls, they are in the district finals. That'll be next Friday night. A lot of the games got snowed out last night, weathered out, if you will, and we will find out who they play. We know they're at home, and it's just a matter of who. Could be one of several teams, depending on the outcomes of the games that are being played yet this evening and again tomorrow in sub-district finals. We'll take a two-minute timeout and be back with the tip-off coming up on KTN today.
At Equity Bank, we know how important it is to access your money when you need it. That's why we offer Early Pay, a feature that lets you receive direct deposit funds up to 2 days early. And now, Early Pay is available on all Equity Bank checking accounts. Whether it's your paycheck, Social Security, or any other direct deposit, you can get paid sooner because we believe in keeping things simple and stress-free. After all, it's your money. Why wait for it? Enroll in Early Pay today at equitybank.com/earlypay. Equity Bank. Member FDIC.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
When healthcare goes beyond expectations, people get better, faster. That's the goal behind quality healthcare. A nurse's compassion, a surgeon's skill, a committed support staff. Each caregiver excels in what they do and what they deliver. Going beyond standard procedures, bringing a higher level of healthcare. Quality.
Community Medical Center. Amazing people, exceptional care. Online at cmcfc.org.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
All right. Back here in Rapid City and getting ready to go in this final game of the regular season tonight. The Irish starters being introduced first. Hayden Clow will be in the starting lineup tonight for the Irish. He's the fifth starter. As I said, they'll be playing quite a few players at different times during tonight's ball game. Getting louder, the PA guy screaming out the starters here. We're up on the mezzanine here on the second floor at Lord Central Catholic. And we'll be ready to go here in just a moment or two. Cooper Ganami steps into the center circle for the Irish to jump it up. The Irish will go toward the north bucket here in quarter number, or first half, I should say, tonight. He'll jump it up against Oscar Krogh, 6'4 senior. The Irish on the road dressed in black tonight. The Knights are home. They're dressed in white, and we are set to get it underway here. The official steps into the center circle, and here's the toss, and the ball will head to the north end, and the Irish tried to save it in. Couldn't throw it off of a Knight, and the Knights recover. Now pushing the ball out of bounds, Bo Fletcher. Tried to get a steal, tips it out of bounds. Knights ball. State Hart showing full court pressure here. The ball comes in to Sam Ebmeyer. Ebmeyer, guarded by Fletcher, up the floor, throws it midcourt, ahead to Palmman, up the floor. He goes cross court to Krogh, and it's blocked by Konami. Krogh comes down with it, goes up, and puts it in. Oscar Krogh did a good job of staying with it and gets the first bucket of the ball game. And now the Knights going to try to put some pressure on the Irish. Lemerand up the floor with a quick pass ahead now with it to Fletcher on the right side. Get it back out to Lemerand. Down in the corner. Fletcher thought about a three. Didn't. Close out of there. Now gives the ball up in the corner. Three ball on the way. Lemerand off the rim. No good. Weak side rebound. Comes down to Clow. He's double teamed in the corner. Throws out top. Lemerand now to Taft. Over wide open jumper for three is off the mark for Fletcher. Rebound tipped around by Krogh and picked up by Ebmeyer. 1 minute into the game, 2-0, the Knights have the lead. They throw the ball to the front court to Poplin. That is Toby Poplin. He's a sophomore. Now down to Krogh on the left side wing. Holds it, looks out top. Instead, he'll go high post to Vance Poplin. Vance Poplin, the leading scorer for this team and a good rebounder for them. He is trouble for other teams in games we've seen this year. He gets a lot of rebounds. Three-point shot on the way, left side. Sam Ebmeyer, no good. Rebound to the Irish. Coming out with it will be Sacred Heart. Lemerant off to Taft, out to Fletcher. Fake the three, drives the baseline, kicks it back out top. Lemerant around to Clow for three from the left side. It's on the rim, won't go. Tipped by the Irish off of Konami, picked up by Toby Poppleton. And here come the Knights to the front court. And the ball off now to Carter Bennett. Bennett. Picked up his dribble, goes high post to Vance Poplin. He'll throw it to the left corner. Three-pointer on the way up. Off the rim, no good. Put up there by Toby Poplin. Rebound to Konami, and now up the floor to Fletcher on the right elbow. Back over to Konami, just inside the three-point line. Off the front edge, no good. Tipped away by the Irish, by Cole Tapp. Picked up by Sagan Hart. Here's a three-pointer from the left wing. No good by Tapp, and the rebound on the offensive end. And what do we got? They're down below me here where I can't see them. It's Irish basketball as the play went out of bounds. So the Irish will trigger from the baseline. Looking in, they bring it in. A catch and a shot up by Cole Tapp. Give an assist from the out of bounds to Brendan Lemeron. And we've got a tie ball game at two apiece. Now we'll come back the other way with the basketball. The Knights have it. To the front court. High post, Vance Poplin. He'll kick it out of there to Bennett. He'll fire for Trey. Up, no. Rebound, Konami. On the run the other way. Lemerand ahead to Fletcher. A scoop is up. It's down and a foul. A three-point opportunity. And a likely foul on Sam Ebmeyer, I believe. He got there, and it was Ebmeyer, the senior, picking up the foul. First whistle of the ball game for a foul. Fletcher with the bucket and the chance of a three-point play. It's up, and he swishes it home, and the Irish take the lead now by a score of 5-2. Pressure defense again by Sacred Heart here. Up comes Bennett with the basketball, gets it to the front court now. Up the floor they go. 20 seconds on the shot clock, went in a hurry. Down it goes, and now inside it goes Krogh, double-teamed, the front end, the play behind him. He'll kick it back out top to Ebmeyer, and the ball stolen away by Lemerand. Ahead to Fletcher, he'll flush it up there, scoops it, no. Rebound out of bounds, and it's going to be off the Irish. Touch last there, chasing down with Hayden Clown. I think it went off his leg, out of bounds, on the side. Now Vance Poplin inbounds it, gets it right back. He'll bring it up himself this time. Stops at midcourt, gives the ball forward to Bennett. Bennett on the left wing, back out to Toby Poplin. Now to Vance Poplin at the free throw circle, and we've got 3 seconds. Now we get an offensive foul. foul on Oscar Krogh trying to get position. Put his arms around the defender who is behind him and gets whistled for the foul. His first and the second team foul of quarter number one here. Up the floor come the Irish. Lemeron to Clough. Left side looking at it. Back swinging around to the right side. Three ball off the mark. No good by Lemeron. Comes down to Vance Poppleton. And now quick to the front. Inside to Poppleton. Knocked away. Recovered by the Knights. Bennett with the ball. Right side of the floor. Has to pass it back toward the middle to Toby Poppleton in the backcourt. 5-2, Sacred Heart, 3:38 to play in the first, inside to Krogh, cut off on the baseline, gets an up and under move, hits the bottom of the rim with a shot, rebound by Vance Poppleton, he puts it up and in, and it's now 5-4. The Irish with the lead, quickly get away, Taft forces his way toward the lane, fires a shot up, and he will be fouled, and will head to the free throw line, foul on Toby Poppleton, is his first 13 foul on the Knights. Taft, 2 points early on. First trip to the line for the senior. On the way up, and it rattles out of there. Clough will check out of the game for the Irish. In is Noah Howard, a 6'1 freshman. In for the Knights now is Justice Kreipels, a 6'2 junior. Big young man. Free throw up and rattles out of there again. And Poppleton the rebound for the Knights, and the ball is tapped away by Fletcher out of bounds. It will be Knights ball on the sideline. 5-4, Sacred Heart, 3:20 to go in the opening period. Poppleton looking, gets the ball in and out of Hepmeyer. He raises up the board, gets cut off on the sideline, and a blocking foul on the Irish. That was unfortunate. The Irish had a trap set. The foul will be on Fletcher. His first foul of the quarter on Sacred Heart. Must not have had his feet set. Bringing in Vance Poppleton, top of the 3-point line out near the circle. Get it to Kreipel. He looks back to Poppleton, swinging right side, wide open tray on the way long. Off the mark, no good for Bennett. The ball comes down to Fletcher. He'll fire up the floor to Taft at the free throw line over to the left side wing. Now back out top. Fletcher for three from the right side of the circle on the rim. No. Kreipels with the rebound, and he'll hand the ball off now to Ebmeyer. Ebmeyer pushes up. Vance Poppleton drives in, kicks it back. Ebmeyer three ball short off the rim. Rebound headed out of bounds, and it will be Irish basketball. With 2:33 to go in the first quarter, 5-4. Slow start offensively here on a cold night in Nebraska City. Roads were fine all the way to Nebraska. You get into town, a little bit of snow here and there, but nothing too major here. Up the floor comes Lemeron. Back out top. Three-pointer up. Short, no good by Taft. And the rebound comes down to the Knights. Carter Bennett with it. They're looking for a lead. To the front. Vance Poppleton holds it. Between the circle. He works left with the dribble. Picks up the dribble. Left side, Ebmeyer going to fire a three. He finally got one to drop from the left side corner. Three-pointer, and the Knights take the lead now 7-5. Sacred Heart back the other way and driving in. Kicking it out will be Howard out for a three. Up and down for Lemeron on the right corner. Brendan Lemeron puts the Irish back in front now 8-7. Front court to Kreipels. Double team, gets the ball away to Ebmeyer. Ebmeyer works up the left sideline. Is around a defender all the way in. Drops underneath the Kreipel. It's off the glass. It's good and a foul on Sacred Heart. Justice Kreipel with the bucket. That puts the Knights up 9-8. Foul on Sacred Heart is going to be on Cole Taft, his first. Two team fouls on the Irish. The free throw is off the mark. No. Rebound tipped around. The Irish couldn't control it. Vance Poppleton ends up with it. They'll take that to Ebmeyer. We get another whistle and another foul on the Irish. Doug Gould's not very happy down there on the sideline at the moment. This will be a foul on Bo Fletcher, and that's his second foul already. Team foul number three on Sacred Heart. Even there, three apiece. 1:20 to go, first quarter. 9-8 tonight's lead. Off the right side now to Bennett. Bennett goes inside, tries to get a curve ball loose, picked up, stolen by Hayden Clow. Clow up the floor quickly the other way to the right side, now gets it back. Dribbles, and two Irish players in the same spot. That's not what they want. Now Clow continues to dribble. Off the right side, Lemeron looks underneath. He spins in the lane. Double team, kicks it out to the corner. Tap for three. Too strong, and the rebound to Kreipel. 48 seconds to go. The Knights with a one-point advantage and the basketball. Coming to the front court to Carter, to Vance Poppleton. Now to Carter Bennett. Freshman works the offense from the top. Down to Croak. Singled up. Oh, and an offensive foul. He dropped and dipped the shoulder into Taft, who was guarding it. Now, that's a terrible mismatch size-wise. Croak at 6'4", Taft at 5'11". That's two fouls now on Croak. 14 foul. The Irish going to bring Kanabi out. Toby Baxter checks in for him. The Knights counter with Hudson Rutt, a 6'4 sophomore, in for Croak. All right, here we come the other way now. Irish ball. Out top. Shot clock is off. The Irish will play for a final shot here, down by one. Baxter on the left side gives up to Lemeron between the circles against the man-to-man defense. Lemeron backs out. Seesaws the ball back and forth. Now goes left down the left side of the lane. Pulls up. 10-footer on the rim. No. Rebound out of bounds. No. Saved in. But no, it was out of bounds. Okay. Looked like they had saved it for a moment, initially out of bounds, then they didn't have a whistle. The Irish have with 4.3 seconds to go underneath their own bucket. They look, they come out long with the catch, driving up, shooting, the left-hander is up and good, 2 points at the buzzer for Sacred Heart. That bucket good for Noah Howard. Noah Howard puts the Irish back in front at the end of the first quarter. 10-9. We're back in 1 minute on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Airstream Heating and Cooling, Plumbing and Sewer Cleaning at your service, bringing comfort from our home to yours with offices in two locations, Auburn and Falls City, Nebraska. Services are offered at residential and commercial levels. Co-owners have 40-plus years of experience, and their crew includes licensed journeymen and master journeymen. Available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Airstream Heating and Cooling in Falls City, 402-245-5083. In Auburn, 402-414-7083.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance agents can help protect your future dreams, like turning your home into an oasis. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brent Harson, agent, at B. Harson Agency in Falls City and Auburn today.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
It will be Knights basketball to start quarter number two here. They trail the Irish 10-9. The Irish spread out the scoring amongst four players. So did the Knights in the first quarter. Nobody with more than 3 points in the ballgame. In the backcourt, they try to trap Vance Poplin. He's able to get it away to Hepmeyer. Front court on the right side. Down in the corner, he goes to Justice Kreipel. Back out to Poplin. Swinging over to Bennett. Back to Poplin between the circles. High post now to Hudson Rudders in the ballgame. Pass underneath is knocked away out of bounds by Taft. Well, the Knights to trigger from the baseline here. Everybody in the corner of the lane, they'll bring it in, out on the wing. Three-pointer up and good on the left side. Three-pointer for Carter Bennett. And the Knights reclaim the lead now, 10-12-10. The Irish have the ball, front court, Lemeron with it, right side, drives to the hole and missed it. Ball didn't hit the back, that was Noah Howard. 33 went in there, not 11. Now with it on the left side of the floor is Bennett again. He'll give it up to Vance Poppleton. Alvin dribbles out top. Comes to the right side to Bennett. Now to the high post. Hudson Rutt. Free throw circle. Holds it. Nine on the shot clock. Vance Poppleton. Three-pointer on the way. No good. Tipped in. Save. And it's going to be no shot clock reset. And the shot is up and away. No good by Hudson Rutt. The Irish. Howard with the rebound. Ahead to Lemeron now on the right side. Back to Howard. Steps up for three. On short off the front edge. And the rebound comes down to Rutt. He'll give the ball up into the front court. Epmeyer. Irish a little cold from the outside here. Here's the ball nearly stolen away by Lemeron. So Fletcher on the Irish bench with two fouls here in the early part of the second quarter. Now with the basketball again, Carter Bennett. They go high post with it to Rutt. Looks down to Justice Kribel. Backs in. Knocked over an Irish defender. Hitting the deck was Tab. The referee didn't buy the ball that time. Foul on Sacred Heart, and it's going to be called on Toby Baxter, his first of the game. First foul of the quarter on the Irish. At the line is Justice Kripel, over one at the line, shooting two this time. The first one is good. And our score goes 13-10. So the Knights are up three. Biggest lead of the ball game for them, other than a 3-0 start. On the way up, and got it again. So he now has 4 points to lead the scoring for the Knights. To the front court, Lemeron, three ball, buries it from the top, a couple of feet behind the line. Lemeron has got six, his second tray is 14-13. Knights, the one-point advantage, backcourt stolen by Lemeron. Gossett got it back, lays it up and in. And the Irish defense puts them back ahead now, 15-14. Now we'll come the other way with it. Poppleton double teams. He crosses midcourt. He goes out to Epmeyer. Long three from left side of the circle is good. And Epmeyer, his second long ball. And the Knights reclaim the lead now, 17-15. To the front. Half for three, short, no good. Now that was Lemeron. Rebound comes down to Kripal. Kripal to Epmeyer up the right side with the dribble. Stutter step in front of the Irish bench. Throws underneath. Rutt up, got it. And a foul. Rutt got position deep in the paint. Puts it up off the glass for two. And a foul on Sacred Heart, I believe. Yep, it's going to go on Noah Howard. His first team foul, number two of the quarter. Rutt at the line to try to make it a 5-point lead. He can't do it. The lead is four. That's just the biggest lead of the game for the Knights. Kanabe, the rebound off the missed free throw. Now Kanabe, 1 foot in the free throw circle, hands the ball off. Lemeron down to the corner. Three ball on the way. Too strong, no good by Clout. Loose ball picked up by Kanabe underneath the bucket, and he lays it up and in. Cooper Kanabe with the basket. 19-17, Taft went for the steal, came up empty. Rifle to the front court, hands the ball off. Now Vance Poblin off to Epmeyer, fake the three, dribbles in, picked up his dribble, into Rutt in the paint, double team. Now dribbles, he loses it, picked up by the Irish. Coming out of there with it will be Sacred Heart. On the left side, Taft pulls up, passes underneath. He's got his man under there, and a little 2-foot jumper good for Hayden Clough. And we are tied at 19, our first tie of the ball game. To the front court, come the Knights. Justice Kripal, he goes to Rutt. Free throw circle, 1 foot in the lane, knocked away by the Irish and a foul. Going to be called on Noah Howard. He hacked him on the arm as he came by. He's leading the case to Coach Doug Gold, which will do him no good. Team foul number three on the Irish. Sagar brings in J.J. Lancaster, a 5'11 freshman. The Knights inbound in front of the Irish bench. Epmeyer for three is the inbounder. They handed it right back to him. Long three-pointer, no good. Tap the rebound. Up the floor on the run quickly comes Lemeron. Over to Lancaster, back to Lemeron. Right side of the floor beyond the three-point line. Dribbles against the man-to-man, goes around the defender all the way to the hole. Off the glass, it's up, it's down, and a foul. We'll put him at the line to try to complete a three-point play here. Bucket is good, and the foul on Hudson Rutt. His first foul of the quarter. Lenoran now in double figures with 10, looking for 11 at the line. Rutt checks out of the game. Back in is Krogh. Oscar Krogh back in there. Lenoran gets the ball from the official. Takes a dribble on the way up and got it. 11 now for Brendan Lenoran, and the Irish now are up 3 points. To the front court, steal by Lenoran, layup in the left side, left hand, good. All of a sudden, he's got 13, and the Irish are up by 5, 24-19. Defense doing the job for the Irish here. Lenoran on Edmeyer, he throws it forward. Krogh with it, he'll give it back to Edmeyer. Edmeyer to Bennett. Bennett between the circles goes high post. Justice Trifles, he'll go down to Krogh. Knocked away by Taft. And it's cut glass by Krogh. It's out of bounds. It's Sacred Heart basketball. In for the Knights comes Toby Poplin. Again, he started the game. Out will come Carter Bennett with 3 points. Toby Poplin can put on a one-man press against Lemeron. That's not going to work against the seniors. He comes up the floor. He goes to Taft. Taft moving to the left. Free throw circle. Jumper short. Off the side. Rebound comes down to Bennett. Rather to Edmeyer. 2:40 to go in the first half. The Irish up by 5, 24-19. Inside to Krogh. Little push, no whistle. He drives in, and falling down is going to be the defender, Taft. And a little jumper for Krogh is up and good. He's got 4. Quickly their way, the Irish in trouble. Loose ball picked off by Toby Poplin. Throw it ahead for Trifle. He's in the paint. He's cut off by Cooper Canabi. Back out, Vance Poplin wanted to go for 3, didn't. Hands off instead to Toby Poplin. He'll work the ball to between the circles. Wants to go high post, he does, and a push foul from behind. That foul on Cooper Canabi is going to be his first. Cooper trying to get position there defensively. Team foul number 4 with 2:06 to go in the half. The lead is 3 for the Irish. Out top, Toby Poplin, sophomore, off to Vance. He sees an opening, he goes in, reaching in, jump ball, good job by Cooper Canabi. Reached in, got his hands on the ball, and gets the alternating possession for the Irish on the jump. Canabi will inbound near midcourt, come into Lenoran in the backcourt, just under 2 minutes to go in the half. Sehart up 3, Lenoran between the circles, works with a left-hand dribble, off to Canabi. Looks right side, gets the ball away, now in a drive, and a kick back out to Lemeron, back over the right side, driving up, driving in there is Howard, now kick it away to Lancaster for 3, too short, the rebound finds its way back to him at the top of the key, in the corner, tap, 3 ball, too strong, and the rebound comes down to Toby Poppleton. Long pass up the floor, it's too long, off the fingertips, out of bounds of Justice Trifles at the far end. The Irish get it back with a minute 21 to go in the second. Lancaster's in there for the Irish, along with Clough, Canabi, Lemeron, and also Taft. Taft picked up the dribble, left hand try underneath, no good for Canabi, rebound Vance Poplin. Throw it ahead to Toby Poplin. He stops. He'll leave it back. Edmeyer back to Poplin again. A left corner jumper for 3. No. Rebound. Trifles took it away. Comes down. Fights for position. Gets it off. No. Rebound grabbed up by Canabi again. He'll get it away to Lenoran. He'll fire it up to Lancaster. Fires it up. It's no good. And an offensive foul. It wasn't a lot of contact. The defender got there and got set. So a foul will go against J.J. Lancaster. That'll be team foul number 5, but that's an offensive foul. No free throws here with 45 seconds to go in the half. 3-point Irish lead. The ball tipped away by Lemeron out of bounds to the Knights bench. Vance Poplin will inbound the basketball. Pressure by the Irish. Gets it back toward Toby Poplin. Lemeron's guarding him. Throws over to Edmeyer on the left. To the middle to Vance Poplin. Still in the backcourt, now establishes front court position. 21 on the shot clock, 30 on the game clock here. Toby Poplin, right side at the elbow, throws it back to Vance Poplin. He is working the left side of the drill, gets a screen, drives in, and called an offensive foul. Yes, he did. They're calling offensive fouls on both ends. That one is going to go against Vance Poppleton. That'll be his first and team foul number two of the quarter. The Irish can play for one shot here if they want to. Up by 3:15 seconds to go in the quarter. Lemerand up the floor. Off it goes to Lancaster on the left side wing. Back to Lemerand. Five on the clock. Drives down the paint. Goes in. Trapped. Vance Poppleton steals the ball. And he got knocked to the floor in contact with Kanabe. They call it incidental contact. Scott Arway to the coach for the night. Not happy about that. It would have been some free throws for his team. The half ends with Sagan Hart in the lead, 24-21 over Lord Central Catholic in the end of the first half. 24-21 the Irish lead. We'll take a 2-minute timeout and be back with a look at the first half numbers on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey everybody, Bart here at Farm and City Supply in Falls City. Tired of winter?
Yeah, me too, but guess what? It ain't going anywhere yet. Come on in and check out our Sunfire heaters, Carhartt clothes, dry shod boots, Milwaukee power tools. If you need to cut a little wood, we got a great selection of steel chainsaws. But if you're thinking spring, hey, we can cover you there too. Rec-Tec grills, got a great line of sprayers, sprayer supplies, hoses, banjo fittings, pumps, you name it. We're ready for you.
At your friendly Farm and City Supply.
Experience local banking with people you know and trust. For nearly 120 years, Citizens State Bank and Trust Company of Hiawatha has been your true and local hometown bank. Strong, steady, and local. Visit csbkansas.com today. Member FDIC.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
At Fast Global Solutions, we believe in excellence on the field and in our work. That's why we're proud to support area school athletics. With decades of experience, Fast is a trusted leader in designing and building airline, cargo, and material handling equipment used worldwide. Launch your career at Fast. Strong value, small town spirit, global impact. That's Fast Global Solutions. Learn more at workatfast.com.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jay Gortasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, S&L PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Our halftime report is presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home, but they're far from debt. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. In the first half tonight, we had 8 lead changes. Just one time the game was tied at 19, but the lead changed hands 8 different times in this first half tonight. Leading the score tonight for the visitors from Sagan Hart is Brendan Lemerand. He's got 13 in the first half, had 10 of those in the second quarter. That includes a couple of three-pointers and a three-point play. Cole Taft has 2 points. Bo Fletcher has 3, 2 for Hayden Clough, 2 for Noah Howard, 2 for Cooper Kanabe. If I believe I'm right, the Irish played the entire second quarter without starter Bo Fletcher. He picked up 2 quick fouls, and he has been on the bench since the first quarter. The Irish are 2 out of 4 at the free throw line, 2 fouls on Fletcher, 2 on Noah Howard. For Sagan Hart, nobody else with more than 1. For the Knights in the first half, leading the way is Sam Edmeyer with a couple of triples. He's got 6. Oscar Krogh has 4. Justice Kreipels has 4, 3 for Carter Bennett, 2 for Vance Poppleton, and 2 for Hudson Rudd. The Knights are also 2 for 4 out of the free throw line in the first half. 2 fouls on Oscar Krogh. Nobody else from the Knights with more than 1 foul. Biggest lead in the game has been 4 points for the Knights. The Irish biggest lead has been 5, so I guess the biggest lead in the game was the Irish up by 5 in that second quarter. 24-21, the Irish have the lead here at halftime in this boys' final regular season game tonight on KTNC in Nebraska City. one other score to pass along to you right now at halftime over on Sunny 101.3 after one quarter. Auburn Bulldogs leading Johnson County Central 14-12. We'll take a two-minute timeout. We'll find out how cold it's going to be this weekend here for more of our sponsors. Be back with second-half action coming up on KTNC.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Life is chaotic enough already. Choose stability by joining F&M Bank, where stability has mattered since 1882. Through it all, we've remained your locally chartered bank right here in Fall City. As the only truly local bank in the area, we take pride in local decisions, local solutions, and local focus. That means decisions affecting your life are made here, not by a corporate office in another town or another state. Our world headquarters, proudly in Fall City. F&M Bank, local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
This is your classic hit station, KTNC Fall City. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko. Clouds will be on the increase this evening. Snow chances arrive mainly after midnight. Lows will drop to 19 degrees. Winds north-northwesterly, 5 to 15 miles per hour. Saturday, cloudiness early, sunshine for the afternoon. Highs top out near 35. Winds remain north-northwest, 5 to 15. Saturday night, mostly clear. Lows fall back to 16. Winds northwest, 5 to 15. Sunday, an abundance of sunshine. Highs warm into the upper 20s to near 30. North-northwest winds will be breezy, 10 to 25. Sunday night, mostly clear. Lows head down to 9 above. Winds north, 5 to 15. Monday, lots more sunshine. Highs climb into the low 30s. Then lows fall to the low 20s on Monday night. That's your weatherology forecast on KTNC. Right now it's 21.
Do you know what to do in a self-defense situation? Staying calm and a quick response are vital to protecting yourself and loved ones. Gain these valuable skills and more with Krav Maga training at Heller Martial Arts. Krav Maga teaches how to respond to numerous situations. Start your training today. Classes are Mondays and Thursdays, 8 to 9 p.m. First class is free. Find out more at HellerMartialArts.com or call 402-380-3383 for Krav Maga training at Heller Martial Arts.
Tired of the same old spot? Then you got to get down to Sideline Sports Bar and Grill. We're your home for all the big games with plenty of TVs to catch every play from college to pro. But it's not just about the score. It's about the growth. We've got killer burgers, crispy wings, loaded nachos, and those specials that make your taste buds sing. Cold drinks, hot food, great company. That's the Sideline's promise. Whether you're meeting friends after work, catching a game, or just looking for a friendly face and a great meal, Sideline is the place to be. Find us in Sabatha, Kansas. Sideline Sports Bar and Grill. Your team, your food, your town.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Fall City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Fall City, 402-245-2908.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Back here in Nebraska City at halftime, the Irish lead the Knights 24-21. Other scores around the area this evening. Teams in action. Well, let's see if we can get to them here. Other scores not showing up now. What happened to them? I had them all. Well, anyway, let's go through them this way. I've got another option here. We have a halftime score. Auburn leading Johns County Central now 33-18. That was 14-12 after one. Fairbury leading Fall City Tiger Boys 40-10 at the half. Belmyra with a win over Humboldt Table Rock Senior tonight 51-33. Freeman up at halftime over Sterling 46-10. Johnson Brock leads Meade 33-10. And that's all the scores we have. That's boys action, all boys action going on around the neighborhood. Our halftime report is brought to you by Highland Community College. They're close to home, but they're far from dead. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. And we're back to action. It is going to be Knights basketball to start this third period. They come towards us here on the north end. A three-pointer is up and no good by Bennett. Rebound underneath Cobbleton. And Vance Cobbleton will hand it off to Oscar Grove, who puts it up and in. He's got six, and we got a one-point ball game. Three ball, right side. No good by Taft. He's had the cold hand tonight so far. Fletcher to start the third quarter for the other. That might have been Fletcher that shot that four, not three. I'm sorry. Taft fighting underneath there with Crow, giving up, oh gosh, 5-6 inches in height. But he's scrapping, playing in front of him, staying in front of him. Now it's Justice Kreifel starting in the lineup here in the third quarter. Out, 3-point. Set shot, Bennett won't go. Rebound, Justice Trifles, and the big man puts it in. He's got six, and back in the lead go the Knights. 25-24. All right, we come to the front. Irish ball underneath the Kanami. A bullet pass from Fletcher, and it's knocked away out of bounds by Crowe. That was a terrific pass. I'm not sure how it got through there, but it did. Triggering in from the baseline will be the Irish. Lemeron in to his teammate Cole Taft, and the senior runs it underneath and gets a layup. Maybe that'll get him going. He's got 4 points in the ballgame now for Sacred Heart. And the Irish back in front, 26-25. To the front court. Oops, no, a stop in the back court to Bennett. Now he hands off. We got a 10-second call or timeout. Timeout to save a possession. They weren't going to make it across in 10 seconds. Knights take the timeout. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to Pioneer Conference Basketball on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
In the world of firearms, you need more than just a purchase. You need precision, reliability, and trust. That's where Paladin Firearms and Gunsmithing comes in. We're your local experts for sales, diagnostics, intricate repairs, custom builds, and meticulous restorations. At Paladin, we ensure every firearm meets the highest standards of safety and performance. Whether you're an experienced owner or just starting your journey, we're committed to safe, responsible ownership. Discover the difference true craftsmanship makes. Visit Paladin Firearms and Gunsmithing at 1801 Stone Street in Fall City. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, they put a second back on the clock, on the shot clock. I was like, Coach Goltz has got a little bit of a complaint if he wants to. The shot clock was showing 24 when he took the timeout, but they put a second back on the clock, and the Knights now get it to the front court. Taking the Vance Cobbler to the free throw circle. He dribbles right. He stops, and 3 seconds the call. Rifle got caught in the middle too long, and they turned it over to the Irish. 26-25, Sagard. It's been a back-and-forth ball game. 10 lead changes so far, just one tie it back at 19 apiece in the second period. To the front, Fletcher going to load up and fire a triple. It's short off the rim. Rebound comes down to Sam Edmeyer. Last year, I mean, this is a whole year ago now, Fletcher was a very effective driving the basketball. Having trouble shooting from the outside tonight, not getting the ball. points came early on a drive on a three-point play. Here is Vance Poplin, three ball from the left side, up, no good. Long rebound comes out to Fletcher. Around the back and up the floor he goes to the right side to Lemeron, back to Fletcher. Now off to Taft, free throw line inside. Cooper Canabi will lay it up and in. Canabi with his second bucket, the Irish a lead by three. And now we come back to the Knights with the ball. Nice assist there by Taft for the Irish. Poblin out top. That's Vance Poblin, the senior. He'll go down low to Bennett Eaton. When he puts a three ball up, it's a set shot. Dribbling it, looking, guarded there by Fletcher, and his bounce pass in, taken away by Lemeron. He's looking up the floor. Now he cuts to the middle. Keeps the dribble, throws to the sideline. Off to Taft, back to Lemeron. Fakes right, goes left, spins in the area. Back out to Taft for three, and it rolls around and around, and it goes down the hole. Cole Taft with his first long ball of the night, and the Irish have their biggest lead of the game at 6 points. In fact, it's the biggest lead for either team in the game. 4:40 to play. Vance Poblin, free throw circle, hands it off. Now kick it over to the right side on the wing. With it there, Bennett to Kreifels, and he's stripped of the ball by Fletcher. Got it back. Vance Poblin, left side. There's that set shot on the way. No good by Edmeyer. And the rebound to the Irish. Half out of there to Lenorata. Ahead it goes, and in the hands of Hayden Cloud. Over to the left side, and another three-pointer for Taft. Uh-oh, watch out. Now he's got 10. He's got two triples in the quarter, and the lead of 9. Here's a steal by Taft. Up the floor. Went underneath for Fletcher, and they couldn't connect. Fletcher had to go off his hands out of bounds, and timeout called by the Knights, and the Irish now lead by 9. The 4:03 mark of the third quarter. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
El Camino Electric in Falls City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Falls City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Falls City, your electrical problem solver.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Sacred Heart has put up 10 points here in the third quarter to just 4 for the Knights so far and lead it 34-25. Cole Taft has 8 points already here in the third after being held to 2 points in the first half. Coach Skyler Waite called the timeout. The Irish boys will play their sub-district opener, semifinal game Tuesday night at the Rowe Activity Center at home. They'll host the Pawnee City Indians, the 4th seed. We'll have that on the air Tuesday night here on KTNC. All right, it will be Knights basketball. I'm sorry, I apologize. Vance Poblin will inbound it. Full court pressure by the Irish and a steal by the Irish. And it's into Lemeron, the steal made by Bo Fletcher. He gets the steal, he gets the assist, and Lemeron gets the easy hoop underneath in the paint. The Irish now all of a sudden are up by 11. The other way, and a steal taken away by the Irish by Cooper Canabi. Ahead to Clow, over to the right side. Three ball short, no good for Lemeron. And the rebound comes down. Toby Poplin entered the game during the timeout. Steal by the Irish. Fletcher, and he fired across court, got in too big a hurry, nobody there, trying to get it across court to Clow, and it goes sailing out of bounds on the far side. So the Irish cranked up the defense here. That turnover there, they hadn't turned that over, that could have been another breakaway at the other end, or at least an Emmert advantage. The other way come the Knights now. Sam Edmeyer drill into the top, lobs it over. Now Vance Poblin underneath to his right side. Edmeyer for three. Too strong with a rebound tip. Saved in by Taft to Canabi. Who are you going to give that one to, Mr. Official? I'm going to say it's the Knights basketball. We're right up here above it, and I really couldn't tell from here who touched the last. So the Knights will trigger from the baseline, bring it in. Kreifels. They're trying to get it to the far corner over there, Krogh. Instead, they go to Kreifel, knocked away, got it back, shoots it, missed it. Rebound loose, picked up by Sagan Hart by Clow. foul up the left side of the floor with a dribble. Stops, leaves it back now to Lemeron. Lemeron right side to Fletcher. So Fletcher looks, fakes, drives off to Lemeron. Three ball, right wing, no. Rebound, Kanabe takes it away from the big man, Krogh. And now Kanabe, or excuse me, he'll go to reverse layup. And a nice shot there by Clough. The assist to Lemeron after the rebound by St. Arch Cooper Kanabe. I'll catch up here in a minute if you give me enough time. The Arch up now by 13 points, 38-25. Skip it across to Toby Poppleton. Right side and a reach-in foul. Trying to knock it away, Bo Fletcher. He likes to get those steals, and that cost him his third personal foul. First foul of the quarter on either team. Out of the game goes Oscar Krogh for the Knights. He'll be replaced in there by Hudson Rutt, a 6'4 sophomore. Take cross court, Toby Poblin to Rutt, free throw line, looks underneath to Kreipel, knocked away by Lemeron. It goes to Tapp. Tapp sees an opening, he's going to split him and lays it up with the right hand on the right side. He saw that opening, he took advantage of it with his speed, and the Knights are up by 15 now, 40-25. In the backcourt, and it's nearly knocked away again. Justice Kreipel has it. He'll give it away to Effmeyer. Effmeyer off the right side. Tapp went for the steal, came up empty. Throw it across, taken away. It's right to Clough. Clough waiting, needs help. Gets the ball away now. And now it's Tapp in the front court. He sees it open again. Into the paint. Floats it. Got it again. He's on fire. He's got 14 in the game, 12 in the quarter, and the Irish are all of a sudden blowing it open up 17 points. O'Neill wide open. How'd that happen? Down here all by himself was Hudson Rutt, and his teammate found him. A breakdown there somewhere. Somebody lost their man for the arc. Here comes Lemeron. He'll kick it right side. Fletcher for three. Too strong. Rebound tip. Heffmeyer controls it for the Knights. Minute 12 to go in the period. The Irish up 42-27. 18-6 this third quarter. In the scoring favor of the Irish. Taking underneath Justin Kreipel. Tough pass. Made the catch. Got control of it. Shoots it. Misses a rebound on the deck. Lemeron picks up. Up the floor. Bounce pass to the left side. And a miss this time by Fletcher. A rebound by the Irish. By Taft. He can't connect. And now he knocks the ball loose to Fletcher. It goes to Lemeron or to Clough. And Fletcher goes flying in there. And the ball is loose. We get a whistle. We get a foul. Was it a shooting foul? We'll find out. Foul will go again. I believe that's Toby Poplin they're going to call it on. It is. That's his second. First foul of the quarter on the Knights. It's not a shooting foul. So 37.8 seconds to go in the quarter. Lob it out top. J.J. Lancaster checked in. Now, foul. Right side. Lancaster drives all the way to the hole for what faked the reverse and went to throw it out to a teammate and threw it right between two of his teammates and out of bounds. Doug Gold's talking to the official. Hey, I believe, sir, my man was pushed from behind there. Still explaining how that happened. Now, the Knights inbounding. Into Toby Poppleton. Front court with it. Now, here comes a bevy of defenders and the pass to the front. Kanabe. Went for it, fell down, couldn't get it inside a rut. He'll get the call over the front end for his third hoop of the ball game. It's 42-29. Here comes Lemeron, five on the clock, top of the key. Leaves it off, and dropping the ball was Noah Howard. That ended the quarter, but it's a good one for the Irish. They hang 18 points up on the board, and after three, it's Singer 42, Lord Central Catholic. 29, back in 1 minute on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Tired of big city insurance feeling impersonal? We're your neighbors right here in Richardson County, offering personalized coverage for your farm, your home, your business, and your life. Whether it's protecting your family's future with life insurance or making sure your dream car is covered, Riverstone Insurance has the local know-how and big-name protection. With offices in Fall City, Rockport, and Mound City, that's Riverstone Insurance Group, protecting one neighbor at a time.
If you have considered estate planning and are wondering how trusts, wills, and powers of attorney would benefit you and your loved ones, call Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC to make an appointment with Mike Dunn or Tracy Burns to discuss and create the best plan for you. Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC provides quality legal services in estate planning, probate, real estate, and business planning. Contact the office at 402-245-4486. Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
42-29 as we head to the fourth quarter. The Irish with the lead over the Knights of Lord Central Catholic. The game over on Sunny 101.3 after three quarters. The Auburn Bulldogs have the lead now over Johns County Central by a score of 50-30. Bulldogs are coming on later. They only got one loss this year. Playing better all the time. All right, Irish basketball to start period number four here. They go to the front court, going to the south end here. Taft fires a three. It's on the rim. It stays on the rim. Bounced three or four times. Came down, went out of bounds. Touch last by Vance Poplin of the Knights. So it's a Sacred Heart basketball from the baseline here. Fairbury beat Fall City tonight, 71-27. Fairbury over the Tigers tonight. The Irish come down empty on a shot, and it'll be a Knights rebound. Vance Palmer, his team down by 13 points now. Come up inside. Palmer lost it, got it back. Puts it up, no good. Loose ball rebound. And it's going to be a scramble, a fight. Foul. The Knights ended up with the basketball. Foul again. Bo Fletcher. Fred's being picked on now. He's got four fouls. Noah Howard has two. They're the only two players with more than one foul in the game for the Irish here. Four of them on Fletcher. So the Knights will inbound from the baseline into Toby Poplin. Edmeyer comes off the baseline and hits the three from the left side. Edmeyer's got nine in the game, all on three-pointers, and the lead is 10. 10-point Irish advantage, and in the free throw circle, the ball comes off. And down the lane they go, and Howard can't connect down the lane. Rebound to the Knights. Howard's in for the Irish. Also, here's a steal by Clout. He pushes it ahead to Lemron. He'll lay it up, and he's fouled, and he hits the deck. He gets up hopping a little bit, but he looks like he's okay. Don't want to turn the ankle at this point of the season. Foul will go on Sam Edmeyer, his second. Team foul number one of the quarter. Lemron, now with 17 in the game, will be at the line here to shoot the free throw. Irish didn't shoot any free throws in that third quarter. Lemeron ready. Now, wait a minute. No, he's not. What's going on? The officials are conferring here about something. In fact, nobody shot free throws in the third quarter. So Lemeron sets. Senior will fire. And it rolls around and out. The lead is 12 for Sacred Heart. To the front. Bennett with it. Freshman works the ball to Kreifels at the free throw line. Had it knocked away. It rolls down the floor. It's out of bounds. And it is touched last by somebody wearing a black jersey. Probably Taft. He was down there low. So the Knights will trigger from the baseline. Everybody in the corner of the lane. Trying to move. They'll lob it out top and all the way to the midcourt line where Toby Poplin makes the catch. He'll work up the floor left side. Making the catch is Edmeyer. He drives and a foul on Sacred Heart. Baxter in the ball game. It gets called for the foul. Toby Baxter checks in there. Picks up his second foul. So again, the Knights will trigger from the baseline right below us here. Inbound, knocked away by Lemeron, but picked up by Edmeyer. He missed the shot. And we get a foul on the rebound, this time on the Knights. Knight foul will go against the had that number. How about that one? Okay, Vance Coffman gets his second team foul, number two. Letter on to the front, dishes off left side. Back it goes, and Baxter just inside the three-point line as well, short. That's not his shot normally. Here comes Edmeyer with the ball to the front court, pass it off to Toby Pomlin. He looks, spins around, back to Edmeyer. He'll work the left side over here, near side to Bennett. In the middle, Toby Pomlin. He'll fire a triple. It's off the rim, no. Vance Pomlin, the rebound. Nice reverse pass underneath, and Trifles can't connect, but he gets his own rebound on the other side of the hoop. And a foul will be called on Cooper Kanabe. Trying to defend him down there low. Cooper picks up his second. Third foul of the quarter on Sacred Heart. Haven't played 2.5 minutes yet. Not a shooting foul again. So again, they'll trigger from the baseline. Bringing in Vance Pomlin, double team. Jumps out of there, gets the ball away. Up the floor now, he goes to Bennett. Back out, Toby Pomlin, swinging right side. Edmeyer thinking about a real long one, didn't do it. Now it is Justice Kreifels, and he'll give it off. Now Edmeyer will fire a long triple. He shot from the right side. The ball hit the left side of the backboard, past the rim. Kanabe ties up on the rebound with the Knights, and they have it on the alternating possession. Clock not reset there? I guess not. So 15 on the shot clock, bring it into Toby Pomlin. He looks cross court now with it. Is Bennett. The Kreifels. 5 on the shot clock. I don't know if they have any idea how much time is left. They don't. They throw it across. It's a shot clock violation. The Knights had no idea that clock didn't reset. They think they thought they had the full 35 seconds. I thought perhaps they would too, but it didn't on the tie-up. So the Irish get the ball on the turnover. Up the floor comes Lemeron, pushing it off the right side. He goes now to Taft. Taft to the top of you. He slipped. Got the ball away to Kanabe. And now back to Lemeron. Pull-up jumper. 18-footer short. No good. Rebound hits the deck. Picked up by Bennett. Here come the Knights, down by a dozen. 4:38 to go. Toby Vance Pomlin for three, short from the right wing. And the ball will go out of bounds and go to the Irish. Doug Gold with all of his timeouts left. He wants to use one. Two called by the Knights so far. Lemeron lost the basket, trying to go around his back. And it's a steal and a layup. It almost came out. But Kreifel gets it to go in. He's got 8. The lead is 10 now. Doug Gold will use one. Says we can't have this sloppy play now. 44-34. Timeout Irish. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you are reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-apparel and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth and Nate Dieters are the right agents with your best interest at heart. Hurry, spring sales closing date is March 15th. Ease your mind? Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Some finals tonight. Fairbury over Fall City, 71-27. Freeman beats Sterling, 75-21. This is all boys action. Palmyra over East Sheriff, 51-33. And Pawnee City beats Southern, 57-45. Pawnee City will play the Irish Tuesday night in the opening round of Class D2 Sub-District 1 action at the Rowe Activity Center. Actually, that was a Knights timeout there. They took the timeout. So the ball comes in, Sacred Heart. Cole Taft will bring it up the floor for the Irish. Drives up over to Lemeron. He faked the three. Now goes around a defender, picked up his dribble. Comes over to Taft on the right side in front of the Irish bench. He's double teamed. He moves from right to left. Lemeron, three ball, well behind the line. Off the rim, no good. Collision underneath, no foul call. The rebound to the Knights, and here comes Edmeyer to the front court, halfway through quarter number four. Pass knocked away by Howard. The ball was tipped over to Lemeron, and before they got down the floor, a foul called on the Knights. That's a pretty good foul that time. It stopped a breakaway layup attempt for the Irish. Knights foul this time. will go on Edmeyer, his third team foul of the period. Right side, Fletcher lobs inside, back through the catch, back through the shot, it won't go. Rebound brought down by Krogh. Krogh will hand it away, Edmeyer up the floor to Vance Poppleton. He holds it, he looks, nowhere to go, hands it back now to Edmeyer. Edmeyer, high post to Vance Poppleton, dribbles down, off to Kreipels, lost it, stripped of the ball, it's out of bounds. It will belong to the Knights underneath their bucket. No trigger there. And again, timeout by the Knights. 3:20 to go. They're down by 10. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
At Den's Country Meat, we don't cut corners, just premium meat. From smoked sausages and snack sticks to bacon, broth, and steaks. Everything we make is handcrafted by our family for yours. And with state, national, and international awards, the world agrees. Our meat is a cut above. Den's Country Meat. Find us in Table Rock or online at denscountrymeat.com.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
3:20 left in this ballgame. The Irish up 44-34. It was a three-point game at halftime. The Irish outscoring the Knights 18-8 in the third period. Shea Hart just 2 points here in the first 4 minutes and 40 seconds of quarter number four. All the Knights have put five on the board. So it's Knights inbound. They come in right underneath the basket. It's knocked away by Kanabe and or Tapp. Tapp ends up with it, throws the baseball pass ahead, and Fletcher lays it up and in. Fletcher with five now. The assist to Tapp. Cross court with the basketball now. Bennett out to Edmeyer. Going way downtown at 10 feet behind the three-point line. Missed it. Rebound comes off long, obviously. Goes to Poppleton. Inside to Kreipels. He fights his way in there. He does a pretty good job in there for his size. He's a big boy. It's listed at 6'2". He looks bigger than that. He's getting double figured now with 10. Here is Tapp, rather Fletcher, the other end for three. No good. Rebound comes out long and is grabbed by Cole Tapp. And now Doug Gulp does take a timeout with 2:36 to go in the period. His team up 10. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
John Nix along with me here at Lawrence Central Catholic High School in Nebraska City tonight, where the Irish are leading 46-36 with 2:36 to go in this ballgame. A final from Auburn. The Bulldogs win another one, 63-39 over Johnson County Central tonight. Just one loss on the season as Auburn will be hosting sub-district action. They'll play Tuesday night against either Falls City or Omaha Brown Talbot. Those two teams meet up Monday night in the first game of that tournament. C1 sub-district 1. And the Irish get a breakaway. Somebody lost Fletcher. He cut to the hole. They threw it to him. He caught it, shot it. And now the lead is 12 for the Irish. Good play called down there, designed by Doug Gulp. The Irish knock another ball out of bounds down here on the offensive end for the Knights. Vance Poppleton brings the ball into Edmeyer. The Irish quickness on defense has hurt the Knights here in the second half. Now inside, it's Justice Kreipels. Double team, throws it up, and boy, he's a strong young man. He's got a dozen. Once he gets elevated, gets his feet set, he's tough to stop. The lead is 10 again. Now it's Lemeron putting on a little dribbling display here against the defenders. Double team, gets away, keeps it off the right side. Less than 2 minutes to go, 18 on the shot clock. Fletcher will be fouled by Vance Poppleton, I believe. Yes, it is. Well, maybe not. They call that on Oscar Krogh. against four team fouls this quarter. Backcourt to Lindron, new shot clock for the Irish. He's up the floor to minute 45 to play in the game. 10-point lead, he continues to dribble. He passes it off now to Tapp on the left side. A reach-in foul called on Sam Edmire. His fourth foul, his third this quarter. And that will be team foul number five, and he'll put Tapp at the free throw line. Cole with 14 in the ball game tonight. Say hurts 2 of 4, making 2 of 5 of the line so far tonight. This one's up off the mark, no good. Pretty good free throw shooting most of the time, not so much tonight. They'll get another one here. It's up and rattles and bangs and falls in. 15 now for Cole Tapp, 17 for Lemeron, and the lead is 11. The Irish on defense get it to Kreibels for the Knights. Ruby left, pull up, and short off the rim for Edmire. Rebound weak side, Tapp comes out with it, throws it up the other end. Fletcher goes back to Baxter, who wasn't ready for it, and the loose ball is picked up by the Knights. That would have been a really pretty play for the Irish, a highlight reel, but they couldn't connect. Edmire drives, floats it up, no rebound, Vance Poppleton against four defenders, short, no good, and the rebound brought down by Lemeron. He is mugged in the backcourt, and Edmire just fouled out, according to what I saw, but also Poppleton was down there. Yep, it's Edmire. He fouls out with 9 points, all on three-pointers, with 59 seconds to go in the contest. So back in the game comes Toby Poppleton. Edmire, a senior, fouls out of his last home game. At the free throw line, Lemeron, Brendan. He is 1 for 2 on the night, now 1 for 3 as he missed that one. I have another one coming here. Lead is 11. They are looking for their 14th win of the year. Up and good for Lemeron. They continue. They have a loss to a Class D1 or D2 team this year, only C2 and above. Off the floor now, knocked away, and it's going to be Vance Poppleton for three in the right elbow. No good, and we get a wrestling match for the rebound. Kanavi, Baxter, and Krogh all on the floor. Held ball will go to the Irish. 43 seconds left. Full court pressure by the Knights. The Irish going for the home run ahead to Fletcher. One dribble all the way in for the layup is good. He's got 9. And now the lead is 14 again for Sacred Heart. Now ahead to Poppleton. Dribbles in the backcourt. 30 seconds to go. All over now for the Shouting. Rifles with it, kicks it out. Toby Poppleton for three on the rim. No rebound. Kanavi had it, knocked loose by Justice Rifle. He comes down like he dinged up a calf there. Walking it off, seems to be okay. Here's the full court pressure again. Now he's put three across the midcourt line here. Who's going to break? Fletcher in the middle of the free throw line, and there he goes. Now they're going to throw it to him. Poppleton can't keep up with it, and he'll lay up another one. Well, that play has been effective for the Irish. They can't stop it. The lead is now 16. That's the biggest lead of the ball game. 8 on the shot clock, and a foul on Baxter for a block. Toby picks up his third foul, team foul number 4. .8 seconds left. Doug Gulch taking his starters out of the ball game. Into the game. Let's see. We've got Cash Witt in there. J.J. Lancaster's in. Traden Witt's in. Reed Kirkendall checks in. And Owen Sandoval in there for the Irish. Freshman. All freshmen in the lineup right now for the Irish. The Knights making some subs too with 5.8 to go. From midcourt, Toby Poppleton will inbound. Looks, gets the ball in there to Reed Hamling. And he'll fire for three, come up short. Your final score tonight, Fall City Sacred Heart 54, Lord Central Catholic 38. We'll wrap this one up after this 1 minute timeout on KTNC.
Join us for the 4th annual Sebethe Community Hospital Health Fair. Mark your calendars for Saturday, April 4th at the main event in Sebethe, Kansas. There will be many community businesses sharing resources, wellness tips, and much more. It's a great opportunity to take charge of your health and well-being. Join us Saturday, April 4th from 9 to 11:30 a.m. at the main event in Sebethe.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Final score tonight here at Lord Central Catholic. Sacred Heart boys win 54-38 over the Knights, improving to 14-8 on the year. The Knights now 7-15. That's the final regular season game for both squads. Scoring for the Knights tonight, they're led by Justice Kripals off the bench with a dozen. 9 for Sam Edmeyer, all on three-pointers. Hudson Rutt had 6. 6 for Oscar Croak, just 3 for Carter Bennett, and 2 for Vance Poppleton for their total of 38. They went 2 for 4 at the free throw line in tonight's ballgame. For the Irish Knights, they're led by Brendan Lemeron. The senior had 18 points in the contest. Cole Taft had 15, 11 for Bo Fletcher in the game, and 4 each for Hayden Clow and Cooper Canabi. 2 points for Noah Howard in the contest for the Irish Knights. Sacred Heart of the free throw line, just 4 out of 9 in the contest. The Irish now 14-8 on the season. The other game on Sunday 101.3 tonight was Auburn with a win over Johnson County Central tonight. The final score in that one was 63-39, the win for Auburn. Well, that's going to wrap it up tonight. Don't forget, we've got boys sub-district action coming your way next Tuesday here on KTNC. Sacred Heart will take on Pawnee City at the Rack. That'll be about a 5:30 tip-off on Tuesday night. And we will have game from UTAN, Class C2 action. It will be the Johnson Brock Eagle Boys taking on the EMF Bobcats on a Tuesday night from UTAN. For our studio engineer, I'm John Nixon. Again, our presenting sponsor tonight for this game, F&M Bank in Fall City, local decisions, local solutions, and local focus, F&M Bank, Fall City, Nebraska. Good night, everybody from Nebraska City.